So the Feast of the Pentecost. The origins of this feast, ritually, goes back to the Exodus times. It's part of the people's journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, from slavery into freedom. But then you could really take the Feast of the Pentecost back to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 11 has this marvelous story. It's a tragic story, but it's a story of people's arrogance and pride causing confusion. The book of Genesis chapter 11 tells us that at one time, the whole world had the same language and the same words. That would be so cool, huh? Just in India, in my country, we have 31 official languages. How many languages around the world? But there was a time there was only one language. And then the people built the Tower of Babel. And this is what they said as they built this tower. He said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the sky, and so make a name for ourselves." Of course, God is watching all this, and God responds in a rather strange way. God responded by confusing the people with the many languages. This is Scripture's way of saying that there came a time when humanity had begun to trust less and less in God and began to design their own destiny independent of God. That's the moral of the story. In other words, the confusion at Babel is a consequence of human arrogance and pride. Now, fast forward to the first reading that we heard in today's readings from the Acts of the Apostles. It tells us that even though people spoke in different languages, they all understood each other. In other words, the opposite of what happened at Babel happened at the Feast of the Pentecost. I call Pentecost the de-Babelization of the world. What happened at Babel is reversed in that city that day. On Pentecost Day, the same Spirit that was present at creation, the same Spirit that transformed chaos into harmony, darkness into light, the same Spirit that gave breath to those images of clay, the first man and woman, the same Spirit descended upon the church and the world. At Pentecost, the tower of human arrogance and pride, confusion and fear, was destroyed, and a bridge of understanding and harmony was built. A bridge gives way to the tower. So really speaking, Pentecost is much more about just the Holy Spirit coming down in that room that day. Really, Pentecost is a recreation of the world. Pentecost is a new era in human existence. Pentecost is a celebration of the restoration and healing of the world. So this is a great feast. I love this feast. We sang in the responsorial psalm, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. What a beautiful prayer. I think at this Mass, really each one of us should really ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us and the world. And because we have been given the gift of the Spirit, I think the Spirit would be leading us into the world, what I believe is to do three things. So here are my very brief three practical implications that are ours because of today's feast. First of all, I think Pentecost is an invitation to be instruments of healing. At our baptism, at our confirmation, and indeed at every Eucharist, the Holy Spirit is given to us anew. Even this Eucharist, the Holy Spirit comes upon this bread and wine to transform it into the body and blood of Christ, but then also comes upon the gathered community to make us the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not just up on the altar. The body of Christ is every person seated here together. And that's the work of the Spirit. So on this Pentecost day, even as we ask Jesus to breathe into us the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is also inviting us to be people of restoration and healing. And folks, you and I know the disharmony, the distrust, the arrogance, the turmoil in just our country, and indeed in the whole world, really makes it compelling for us to become instruments of healing that is led by the Holy Spirit. There are so many, many, many people whose arrogance and pride is causing disharmony and turmoil. And it's political, sometimes it's in the church, and sometimes it's in our own families. However, the Holy Spirit is giving us the ability to become a new people. A people of restoration, reconciliation, healing. Today's feast invites us to become a people that chooses harmony, to become trusting and trustworthy, to be a people that breaks down towers and walls and builds bridges. So I'm pleading with you, let us allow the Holy Spirit to do the work of healing and restoration through us. May we be, and I'm choosing these words very carefully, may we be sacraments of healing in our world. Not just people, sacraments of healing in our world. Secondly, Pentecost is an invitation to freedom from fear. In today's second reading, Paul says to the Romans, he says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. But he says we've received a spirit of adoption by which we call God Abba. Fear is a great evil. Fear. Fear makes us inhuman. much of the disharmony in our country and in the world, you can attribute it to fear. People are arming themselves to their teeth. Why? Because we are afraid somebody's going to harm me. Fear. Fear makes nations arm themselves. How much money do you think we spend on arms? Fear. Fear is a great evil. The racial tension sometimes that's prevalent in our society comes from the fear of each other. When people begin to talk, when they build bridges, well, these things disappear. Fear. Now in the secular world, the opposite of fear is boldness, or sometimes we call it bravery. But not so in the Bible. In the Bible, the opposite of fear is love. John says in his first letter, he says, perfect love drives out fear. So I call Pentecost the ultimate feast of love because it removed the fear that people had of each other. It brought people together. Barriers were broken. People understood each other. And people said, especially of the Christians, people said, look how they love one another. So today let us invite the Holy Spirit into our lives so that our fears may be replaced by love. It's a gift of the Spirit. And thirdly, Pentecost is a celebration of peace. In today's gospel reading, Jesus appeared to the fear-filled disciples. And if you read the entire passage, three times Jesus says to his disciples, peace be with you, three times. And then he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. And immediately after this, Jesus does something very, very unique. He entrusts to his disciples the ministry of reconciliation. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained. It's the ministry of reconciliation. Folks, Pentecost is a celebration of reconciliation and peace. This is Jesus' mission entrusted to his apostles, a ministry of peace and reconciliation. And then Jesus says one more thing. He said, as the Father has sent me, I send you. And I tremble every time I hear those words because of what Jesus says. As the Father sent me, I send you. There is a mystery in all of this, and yet there is a mission. It's the mystery that is sometimes very unnerving because you're dealing with something that is Christ's mission. This is a holy task. This is a very sacred task. If you want to touch it, we have to approach it with great care because this is the great mystery of God, that what is God's is given to us. And Jesus says to us, I'm sending you, please go. So Jesus sends us today. We are to go forth as sacraments of reconciliation and peace. So in our families, think about your families. Think about the people at home. Perhaps in the extended families there is somebody who needs to hear from us, peace be with you. Think about your neighborhood. Let's think about our church. Let's think about our workplaces. Let's think about our world. We don't have to go to different parts of the country to speak peace. Folks, sometimes it's needed in our home, in our workplaces, in our neighborhood. Somebody out there needs to hear from us. Peace be with you. So once again, let's build bridges. Huh? Let's build bridges. Let's put aside disharmony, fear, misunderstanding. That's not the work of the Spirit. Instead, as a Pentecost people, may we be sacraments of the Holy Spirit, because Christ sends us to the world. As we come to celebrate this Eucharist, the same Jesus who died and rose is so much here, breaking his body again, giving us his blood to commune with. As we come for communion and during this Eucharist, let's truly pray for a renewal of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in our church, and in our world. Come, Holy Spirit. People of God said,